Gen 1 lights off development. I am building it and you can watch. Nathan said it plainly. Everyone keeps saying AI agents will eventually run the whole product loop with no human deciding what to build, but nobody is actually doing it. It is all conference slides. A nightly autonomous loop can run the full product lifecycle for $400 a month. A fully loaded product manager at $180,000 a year plus a two-person engineering team at $160,000 each runs $42,000 a month for a single product, a single team, and a planning cycle that takes 3 weeks before anyone writes a line of code. The same research, build, ship, measure sequence runs autonomously for $400 a month total in inference, hosting, and API costs. The experiment bans suggestion boxes. Market intelligence agents cannot ask players what to build. They must infer product needs from anonymous behavioral telemetry, structured survey responses with multiple choice and rating scales, and public social media sentiment. The hardest part of product management stays hard, understanding what humans want. Safety requires 8 hard constraints baked in before the agents run, rated G content filter on every asset before production, automatic rollback, if any key metric drops below a threshold the agents define in advance, non-identifiable data only, and a hard monthly ceiling on inference spend. The cron job stops if the agents burn through budget mid-cycle. 3 agent groups run a closed loop. Market intelligence agents generate hypotheses. Build agents implement and test them, and release and measurement agents deploy, monitor, and feed results back. The trigger is a nightly cron job at midnight. The bar for success is not solve product management, it is whether the system can make product decisions better than random and retain players at a rate higher than chance. That is the first real data point about what autonomous product development looks like in practice. How many weeks did your last feature spend in planning before an engineer touched the code?